Welcome. Let's talk about potential. If you're comfortable with where you're at, if you love who you are, that's amazing. But if you keep peering over the wall, wondering what's on the other side of your potential, maybe it's time to break down that wall. I saw this short little movie today. It takes place at a Rolls-Royce dealership. And there's a new $350,000 Rolls-Royce on the lot. And there's two Rolls-Royce salespeople. One is a white, typical mid-30s car salesman. And the other is an African-American saleswoman. And so they're both selling Rolls-Royces. And this man walks up and he's looking at this fancy new Rolls. He's not dressed nicely. And the white salesman doesn't give this customer the time of day. But the saleswoman, she's super kind to the customer. So he's asking all these questions about the car. The white salesman said, "This guy's wasting your time. He can't afford the car. Look how he's dressed." But the saleswoman is attentive, answers all his questions. Then a fancy-looking customer comes up and he starts looking at the new Rolls. He's dressed to the nines. He looks sharp. He says to the white salesman, "You know what? I'm going to buy it." So the white salesman is so excited. He's going to make his commission. He walks the customer back to the office to fill out the paperwork. Turns out the customer's credit score is too low. The salesman says, "Hey, no problem. Can you just pay cash?" And the customer admits he cannot. He admits to dressing the part of being wealthy, but truthfully, he cannot afford the Rolls Royce. Meanwhile, back outside on the lot, that poorly dressed customer continues to ask the saleswoman questions. And finally, he says to her, "Why are you being so nice to me? I'm basically dressed like a homeless person." And the saleswoman says she likes to be kind to people. And the guy says, "I'll tell you what, I'm going to buy this car." At that moment, the white salesman walks back outside. He's dejected. He missed the sale because the guy had bad credit. And the saleswoman says, "Guess what? I've got a customer." The salesman said, "Are you kidding me? This guy who's dressed poorly, there's no chance he can afford this car. He's going to not even pass the credit check." And the poorly dressed customer said, "I'm paying cash." And he pulls out this big bag of cash, and then he says, "Do you know why I dress like this? So people are kind to me for me and not for my money." So I know it's so cliche and cheesy, but the short movie spoke to me because it's easy to not tune into another's soul because we get caught in their facade or lack thereof. And it's common to be out of tune with your own soul for the same reasons. Ultimately, it's the soul that enables our growth, our leaps, our miracles. The power of your soul jumps over that wall of potential. The disempowered soul also can feel that wall is impenetrable. I heard a word the other day that I've rarely heard and certainly never have used. Largesse. It means to bestow gifts. Dr. B was saying in order to receive the largesse of the energy, you need to constantly be tapped into the energy, opening channels, keeping them open, trading through those channels of energy, rather than through the narrow channels of anxiety, worry, struggle. When your soul has largesse, you can heal the world. You can give the gift of kindness. You can make sure someone feels amazing. You can love someone out of their darkness. But if you, like me, get caught trading in the narrow channels, "Well, this is going to cost that much. There's not enough time for that. This person isn't worth it because they're not going to help my business." That's not the soul, and that's just going to make your walls even thicker. So one of my favorite stories, I like to tell it once every 6 months. There's a king who wants to do something really nice for the people in his kingdom. And he tells his treasurer, fill the park with the gifts of the kingdom. Let's invite everyone to come and take what they can. Let's treat our people. So they fill the park with gold and cash, Rolex watches, huge TVs, the finest clothes, amazing cars, kids' toys. Everyone rushes into the park to fill their bags, fill their cars with whatever they can get their hands on. And this really poor lady straggles into the park, wondering what's all the commotion. And she wanders over to the king, who's protected by security. And this poor lady says, can I speak to the king? The king is in a great mood. And the security brings the lady back to him. And she says, what's all this about? And the king says, take what you want. It's my gift to you. The lady says, no way. This is a trap. I'm going to be arrested. And the king says, no, really, truly, take what you want. And she says to the king, anything? And he says, anything. So the poor lady says, I will take you. And she gets the king and the whole kingdom. And that's the idea of the soul, that we waste time in life doing things, earning things, seeking things. But ultimately, if your soul is illuminated and empowered, you don't need to earn or seek. You have it all. We've all had that fleeting moment of illumination when your child is born, when you fall in love, when you're on some tropical beach at sunset. But for almost everyone, myself especially, it's rare, doesn't last. Now you might be thinking, whatever, Dave, how is largesse going to pay my property taxes? How is it going to get my kid to work things out? How is it going to help my aching back? But here's the shift, the challenge for you and for me. Just for today, pick one person and let them feel the largesse of your soul. Make this person feel amazing. Compliments. You're nurturing. Pick them up if they're down. Treat them in a way they may not have been treated in a long time, if ever. Watch what that shifts. How the channels open. How your world changes. And one more story. I remember reading this article about someone, random guy who saw Bill Gates in a restaurant. You know, Bill Gates, like the richest guy in the world. And this random guy wanted to buy Bill Gates lunch. So he did. Picked up the bill because it made him feel powerful and rich. When I used to live in New York City, one time I went to a Knicks basketball game. And one of the people that I was sitting with in our group of people, he's part owner of the Philadelphia Sixers. That's an NBA team. So this guy is massively wealthy. And I had just read that story about the guy who bought Bill Gates dinner. So when the bill came for the drinks and food at our seats, I picked up the tab. Granted, this guy probably buys every single meal ever. So it felt really good to be the giver. So take a moment to get comfortable. If you can, close your eyes. We're going to explore this meditation a little differently today. And start by choosing the person who will receive your largesse. Bring this person into your field of attention. And just sending this person your positivity, your compassion, your kindness. So imagine you're opening a connection between your heart and theirs. And how does it feel to trade through these channels? The flow that moves from your heart and not your wallet or your intellect, from your heart. If you get distracted, surrender to the bigger, healthier energy that moves through these channels. Let that energy take over. Potential. Maybe you're good with where you're at, but if you keep peering over the wall, wondering what's on the other side, maybe it's time to break down that wall. One amazing decision can make that happen right now. To bestow the world with the largesse of your soul. Today, pick one person. Let them feel what you can give from your heart. Make this person feel amazing with your compliments, your nurturing. Pick them up if they're down. Treat them in a way they may not have been treated in a long time, if ever. Watch what shifts. How the channels open. How your world changes. Largesse. See you tomorrow. Peace.